Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge
Bill Handel.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge
Handel.
And good morning on a Monday morning, the 23rd of November. Some of the big stories we're carrying. We're going into lockdown starting, I think, tonight or Wednesday night. And it's going to be another way of dealing with the COVID crisis. Back and forth, purple tier, red tier. Although, has LA County been in the red tier? I don't remember the last time
it was
in red.
We never made it to red.
Yeah,
we've always been in purple. Orange County, I know, made it to red a couple of times. Orange County has been in and out, and right now the purple tier, well, 94% of Californians live in counties, 41 of them out of the 58, that are red or are purple tier. And California was actually doing pretty well until it exploded. Well, the same thing in New York was doing great, and all of a sudden it's come back with a vengeance. You see that video of those 2,500 Orthodox Jews at that wedding?
Oh, yeah.
Jumping up and down and singing and laughing. And they all hated the groom. And there were 2,500 people there. All right. Handle on.
Imagine if he had actually been a doctor.
Oh, God. Now, those people are not doctors. You don't find those ultra-Orthodox people doctors. They spend their life praying. That's their thing. All right. Let's do it. Do they have a case? Wayne, you want to take it from here?
All right. So this has to do with whether the cops had reasonable cause to take this woman to an involuntary psychiatric hold. Here's what happens. This is a crazy story. So I'm trying to decide how to tell it. I guess I'll just tell it in order of what happened. You have this woman and she has an ex-husband who's not in the house. And the woman decides, hey, I'm going to clean my gun. So she gets her gun and she's cleaning her gun, and her son texts dad, the ex, and says, she's got the gun out. You have to do something. So he goes over there and he talks to her and everything's fine. And he says, hey, do you mind if I take the gun? And she's like, yeah, okay, take the gun, whatever. So then he gets pulled over. And so he immediately says, hey, I do have a gun, but it's not my gun. I took it from my ex-wife because she was suicidal and, you know, I didn't want her to kill herself. And that's why I have a gun. So they go to her house and they go, hey, what's up over here? And she's like, I don't know. I was sleeping. That's what's up over here. And they say, oh, well, do you want to kill yourself? And she says, no. And they say, okay, well, listen, we're going to give you a choice. You can go to the hospital yourself, or we're taking you. That's when she does get a little rambunctious, not much, a little bit, as you might imagine. And then they end up like twisting her arm and throwing her on the ground and dragging her to the hospital. And at the hospital, the mental health professional talks to her and says she's at extremely low risk of hurting herself. She's not suicidal. Basically, there's no problem here. So she sues the cops for violating her Fourth Amendment rights, because you can't just drag people into an involuntary psych hold. And the district judge says, summary judgment for the cops. You know, they were told you were suicidal and by your ex. And so what did they know? And it's fine. So she goes up to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. they do take a more careful look at everything. And what do you think they say about this?
I would argue that there was no probable cause because otherwise anybody, I could call the police right now as soon as we finish the show and said, I've just talked to Wayne off the air and he was suicidal, and cops show up and say, here's your choice, Wayne. Either you put yourself in the hospital or we're going to put you in, especially when there was no indication after they knocked on her door that there was any issue of a psychiatric problem. Are you okay? I'm fine. I was asleep. She wasn't acting out. She didn't act in such a way that was not normal. She wasn't flitting around and, you know, picking her nose in front of the cops. And, well, you know, that wouldn't be too bad either. I do that all the time when I see cops. And so I'm saying that there was no probable cause. I think the lawsuit flies.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I'll just add one more observation from the circuit court. Not only everything you said, but also when the cops got there, there was no gun in the house anymore. And they knew it because they had pulled the guy over who had taken the gun from her. So that made it even more egregious what they did.
Yeah, I can see that. So, I mean, the police have to see some evidence that someone is not in his or her right mind. That be there. It just can't be, hi, you know, my name is Bill. Oh, here we're going to lock you up and throw you in there because some listener wrote an email to the police saying, I've been listening. No, let's not. No. I don't want to make any suggestions here. Let's get rid of that one. Matter of fact, why don't we get rid of this segment already? And we'll come back and we'll finish up. Do they have a case on this Monday morning? And we're back. Bill Handel and the morning crew. As we finish the show on this Monday, November 23rd, I want to remind you, Pastathon is back. Our 10th year helping Katarina's Club, Chef Bruno's charity, that feeds now at this point 25,000 meals a week. It's a lot of kids. I think it's 5,000, 4,000 kids. It's amazing every day. And so we're raising money and pasta and sauce for the kids, Katarina's Club. This year, the need, as you can imagine, is even greater. So you can donate right now. Go to pastathon.com. Go to any Smart and Final store. $10 donation at checkout. That's 14 meals. Pasta and sauce donations at the Anaheim White House from now through the 4th of December. Every day from 8 to 3 p.m., except Thanksgiving. And you don't even have to leave the car. They do it all. And then December 1 through the 4th, some exclusive live streaming events here on KFI during the shows. It should be a lot of fun, stuff that we can't do on the air, but you can on the internet. And I have a couple of videos up celebrating buying pasta, cooking pasta, up at Bill Handel Show on both Twitter and Instagram. All right, let's finish up. Do they have a case with Wayne Resnick and me? All right, throw it at me. Hit me.
Here we have a real piece of work. A corrections officer for Cook County gets a handicap parking placard because he has, and he does apparently have, or at least got a doctor to say that he has, osteoarthritis in his knee. So he gets this handicap placard. Then he applies for and is accepted into the Sheriff's Police Academy, which would, if he gets through it, would allow him, instead of being a jail guard, he would be a cop. So he shows up for the first day of the academy. And the first day, you go through what they call the power test. It is the Police Officer Wellness Evaluation Report. You have to do this sit and reach test. Have you ever done this? You sit on the ground with your legs straight. You see how far you can reach towards your toes. You have to do as many sit-ups as you can in 1 minute. You have to do a bench press. How much can you bench press? And then a 1.5 mile run. So he shows up and he's got a form from his doctor saying he is able to do this test with no restrictions. And the first thing you do before the test, they look at your equipment, your vehicle, and what you're wearing. And obviously the instructor goes, oh, you have a handicap placard hanging there from the rearview mirror. What's going on? And he goes, oh, that's my wife's. It's for my wife. And we were out together last night. It's still in the car. They go, oh, are you sure that you don't have any problems? He's like, oh, yeah, I don't have any problems. Then one of the instructors goes, well, that's pretty crappy of you to use your wife's placard. And he says, well, no, it's actually my placard too. We share it because I have a problem. And they say, well, you just told us you didn't have any problems. And he says, well, I have a problem, but not too big of a problem. I can still do this, but I just need this. And then one of the instructors looks at all the other recruits there and he says, and I'll censor it. He goes, can you believe this? Now they're sending handicapped MFers to the academy. Later, they sit down with the guy and they say, look, what is going on with this placard? And he tells them the truth, that he got it and so forth. They decide, this guy's a liar. He's a liar. First, he said it was his wife's. Then he said he shared it with her. Then he said it was his. You can't have this guy in the academy. And they kick him out. He sues them for violating the American with Disabilities Act. You kicked me out of the academy because you think that I can't do it because of my knee. And they say, that is not why we kicked you out. We kicked you out because you're a liar. And this gets all the way to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. What do they say? Violation of the ADA or legitimate reason to kick him out of the academy?
Well, this is,
and by the way, he was not fired from his job as a corrections officer.
Okay.
He was just sent back to that job.
All right. So this is very similar to a case in which a cop who became blinded and applied to be a sharpshooter and won the case because he was able to argue under the ADA, the police can't discriminate against him.
That's not a real case.
Oh, okay. Of course they could have him, they could blow him out for lying. I mean, that's a given. Businesses do that all the time. Yeah, it's, and that's a moral turpitude issue, too. The police are held to a higher standard across the board, and lying gets you bounced. I don't think that one lasted 2 seconds in front of the court.
Well, it lasted long enough for them to hear the argument and then write an opinion and basically destroy this guy's case. So, yes, he loses big time.
Yeah.
What an embarrassment to people who actually have issues
now,
and face actual discrimination that is unlawful.
Yeah.
And have a hard time sometimes really getting their day in court.
I find it interesting that he didn't sue for defamation. When the police officer said, now they're sending us handicapped MFers.
Referring to him, that was the only hook he had to try to say, you got rid of me because of my, quote, disability. That was the only evidence that he could provide. But it was so clear that it was because he was a blatant liar and a cheat. Can you believe that people who use handicap placards when they don't need them?
It's tough. The question is, at what point is someone really handicapped? One person's handicap is not someone else's handicap. And that's the problem.
That is true.
If someone, for example, has asthma and has a hard time, and after 100 yards has a hard time walking, so what if someone's at 80 yards, and is that legitimate? I don't know the answer to that. It's pretty loose. But let's bail out right now because we're done.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.